Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kiera. Can I get your zip code, please?
33312. And I know on the 1/1, I didn't freaking put nothing on my credit card that day. It was New Year's.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Pamela Elder, E-L-D-E-R. What is this?
Where did everybody call?
I just got this card. Huh? No,
what
I just got the card.
Okay. I'll be able to assist you one moment. Mm-hmm. Can you please verify your address for me?
4490 Southwest 27th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33312.
Thank you for the information. Bear with me for one moment. Looks like you got a neck massager.
No, for $45, I wish.
You originally purchased it for $7.45 on the 28th of December?
No, I did not.
Are you saying that these charges are fraudulent?
Yes.
Okay.
I never bought anything. What's the $45?
The $49.97 is the membership cost for the neck massager.
No, I didn't charge anything like that. Every time I get a new card, this happens to me.
Yeah. I do want to inform you that our company do take fraud very seriously, so who's ever responsible for the charges, the company will prosecute them to the fullest extent. I'm going to go ahead and get your account canceled out, and I'm going to get you over to the fraud department. Just bear with me for one moment, please.
I could just call my bank, right?
If you would like, ma'am, but I still have to get you over
on somebody's credit card without them knowing. Such scammers out there, it makes me sick.
Okay, just bear with me for one moment. I'm just notating on your account to get you over to someone in the fraud department.
How am I going
to
get my money back?
The fraud department will be able to help you with that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment.
I'm just ready to call the bank and let them deal with it.
Okay, I'm getting you over to the fire department now. Thank you for calling customer support. Please stay on the line.
Yep. Mm-hmm.